Blog Talk Radio.
Foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day to bring to you his great, holy and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. But who is Yahweh? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. Yahweh is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And he is our only savior. And not just of Israel, but the savior of the world. And I praise Yah for allowing me to bring to you another program of nothing but the truth. Yesterday we dealt with to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is all the various times, all the various seasons, all the various purposes that exist all come from the Most High. This is the essence of what the Creator is conveying and attempting to show us. The Creator can't show us just that he's the maker of life without showing us also that he is the one that also brings death. And why? Because Yahweh says a false balance is an abomination. And there's nothing false about Yah. So he's not going to show you good without showing you evil. He's not going to show you up without showing you down. The only one that would do such a thing is someone that is false. That's how you know this narrative that is being taught about the Most High is a total lie. They want to make someone a god of good. But then there's a devil, and he's just of evil. There's no god of good and a god of evil and a god of rain and a god of snow and a god of the clouds and a god of the sun and a god of the moon and a god of the stars. And we got all these different types of gods, and they all have their particular position in the earth and in the heavens. This is a total lie. There's only one Elohim. And this one Elohim controls everything. All time, all seasons, all purpose, our job as his creation to understand the Elohim that made us, that created us. Who don't want to do that? Let me just show you a couple things. One is in the book of, I think you'll find this in the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, and this is what it says. And I'm going to start at the very first verse. It says, my son, Proverbs 2:1. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou cries after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, searchest for her as hid treasures, watch what it says, then thou shalt understand the fear of Yah. And watch what it says, and find the knowledge of Elohim. See, this is what this thing is all about. Finding the knowledge of Elohim. And all through the scriptures, what do Yahweh tell us? Did not the scriptures say, seek Him with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind? And if you seek Him, according to the scriptures, you will find Him. But if you don't seek Him, then how can you find the knowledge of Elohim? And show you the knowledge of Elohim that you must know. In the book of Ecclesiastes, watch this, the very first chapter. Again, to every thing, there's a season. To everything. If everything got a season, and everything do have a season, and you know by wisdom that there's nothing that is the same, therefore, then you must have different seasons for different things. And so it seems that if you want to know the purpose behind anything, then you must learn the time. Watch what it says. The fourth verse. One generation passeth away, and another generation comes, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasted to the place where he rose. Even though they'll tell you that the sun don't go nowhere, they'll tell you that the sun stands still and go around it. It is the Almighty telling us the sun go up and the sun go down. Furthermore, the wind goeth toward the south and turns about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, there they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. And what do I mean by all things are full of labor? Because everything is constantly, consistently working. Everything. The Almighty set the earth and the heavens in motion. And everything in it, the sea, is always working. It's always doing something. It's full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear with filled with hearing. So what is the bottom line to this? The thing that have been It is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. It's just allowing us to see everything in motion, revolving, repeating, and going through the various cycles that Yahweh have made. Is there anything thereof? It may be said. See, this is new. Been already of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. In other words, the memory is lost, but don't think you're going through something new. Don't think something new is going on. No, this thing have already been. Watch what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, where it actually tells you about time. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And we went over the times. But watch what it says in the 14th and the 15th verse. Well, let's start off where we left off in 11 verse, because this is good also. Or the 9th verse. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? What is your profit? What really are you gaining from whatever labor you're doing, whatever work you're doing? What is your real profit? I've seen the travail which Elohim have given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He have made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he have set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that Elohim making from the beginning to the end. So that's why you don't even try to find that out, because you're not going to find it out. Yahweh didn't even make it such that you can find it out. And here it is. All we got is a bunch of wicked scientists and scholars and philanthropists and historians and all kind of tologists working to find out. And what our people do is go by what they say. And Yahweh already told you, he make it from the beginning to the end that no man can find out his work. Watch the 12th verse. I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. That's what, here it is, we're working, but what good is the work if you don't have a purpose to do good and to enjoy yourself? Just do good. Yes, you're going to have disappointment. Yes, you're going to have hardships. Yes, you're going to fall. But don't stop doing good. And why? Because really, Yahweh wants you to rejoice. And he wants you to do good in your life. And if you will do good, and you will rejoice, if you have purposed this, and if you don't allow your heart to deviate, you got to fix your heart. and make it go one direction. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of Elohim. And this is the part that I want you to understand. This is the part that Yahweh wants you to understand. I know that whatsoever Elohim doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim doeth it, that men shall fear before him. That which have been is now, and that which is to be have already been. And Elohim require that which is past. That's why it's so important for us to go back to the scriptures. Study the old past, because there's nothing new under the sun anyway. And let me show you what the scriptures call the old past. In the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, now you might think the old past is during the time of Abraham. You might think the old past is during the time of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. You might think the old past is during the time of Noah. Or the old past is during the time of Adam. No, man, the old past is what Yahweh set forth from the foundation of the earth. What Yahweh gave the earth and what Yahweh gave his people are before the days. He's called the Ancient of Days. So the old paths are his paths. And watch what Yahweh say about his paths. 16 verse, Jeremiah 6 and 16. Thus says Yah, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Why? Because these old paths don't come from Moses. These paths don't, old paths don't come from Daniel or Job or Noah. These old paths come from the Most High. And watch what it says. If you ask for the old paths, if you stand in the ways and you really see and you walk therein, watch what it says. And ye shall find rest for your souls. And what do the word rest mean? In other words, you're going to find the peace that you're looking for. You're going to find the tranquility that you desire. You're going to find the solemnity of your life. But they say, we will not walk therein. In other words, you're talking about you want rest, you want peace, you want tranquility. You want all these things, but you're not even going to walk it. You're not going to walk in the old paths. And that's why it's important to understand to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Because once, see, while you trying to find out your purpose, little do you know that Yahweh have a purpose. So once you begin to search him, because he said if you seek him, you're going to find him. What purpose can I find in me without first finding out what Yahweh himself have purpose in life? Period. And let me show you Yahweh's purpose. Even in life itself. Watch what the Creator says. First, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Here it is in the 8th chapter, Deuteronomy 8, and we're going to start at the very first verse. And watch what it says. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do. And watch what it says. That ye may live. And this is something that people take for granted. They read over this as if Yahweh didn't say this. This is for you to live. Do you know Yahweh's purpose is for you to live? Watch what it says. And multiply. And go in and possess the land which Yah sworn to your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which Yah thy Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Remember that. Because what did he try to do? What was this purpose for? To humble thee. To prove thee. To test thee. Nobody want to be tested today. I'm tired of being tested. Well, then, all you telling the Most High is you tired of living. I'm tired of humbling myself. But he led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in our heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or no. But why did he want you to observe his commandments? That ye may live. Watch what it says. And he humbled thee. And what is he saying? He humbled thee. In other words, he brought you adversity. He afflicted you. He made you uncomfortable. He made you exercise all the various emotions in your heart that you don't like. Anger. And resentment. And envy. Why do you think our people want to go back to Egypt? They just envied that stuff. He made you exercise all that because he wanted all that out. He wants you to understand what living really is. And he humbled thee. Suffered thee to hunger. Because when a man get hungry, you ain't seen nothing until a man get hungry. And you're going to see in the nearest future what it looked like. And fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know. That he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only. In other words, there go that word live again. That's not the only way man live. But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah does man live. Yahweh's purpose for you is life itself, for you to learn how to live. He wanted you to know not only how to live, but how to live good. And he was not going to allow you to grab and and take hold of this great blessing until your heart learn how to appreciate it. So what did he do? He tested you. He humbled you. He proved you. He brought adversity to you to see how much do you really want to live. Watch what the Creator do. Watch this, just even from the foundation of the earth. Do you know what the first test was about? Let me show you the very first test that Yahweh would do to try to teach you what his purpose was all about. Because to everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose. And when you just get down to the bottom line, what is this whole purpose about? Well, let me show you. In the book of Genesis, watch what it says. Genesis the third chapter. Now here Yahweh created man and woman, brought them together, married them, and look what Yahweh would do to exercise their heart. And he only exercising it for one reason and one reason only. To see if they really want to live. And watch what it says. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahweh Elohim had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have Elohim said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim have said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For Elohim do know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, this whole conversation is already going awry. It's already going sideways. Why is the serpent talking to Eve anyway? Eve had a husband. Yeah, she can talk to anybody she wants to. But I'm saying this discussion was not your average discussion. Why? Because this discussion was about life itself. She's telling the serpent in this discussion that you shall surely die if you do such and such thing that he even suggested. So the whole conversation began to go awry immediately. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, in other words, she began to consider what the serpent was saying. Now, she didn't get this message straight from the Most High. So undoubtedly, she didn't value it as a person who should value it. Once you get it firsthand, See, I don't understand people getting something second-handed, but when you get it first-handed, you're not going to value it. She got it second-handed. So this is what happens. As a result, she took of the fruit thereof, did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And so, here it is. She get it second-handed, but her husband got this message first-handed. And he will do this thing. And that's terrible. Watch what happens. And the eyes of them both were open. They knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of Yahweh Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yah Elohim amongst the trees of the garden. And Yahweh called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And Yahweh Elohim said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And look what Yahweh says. And Yahweh Elohim said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And no, this is no sex act, and this is not talking about her seed, as if this is not Adam's seed. No, it's talking about exactly what has been manifested in the earth. That most of the women today hate snakes, hate serpents, hate anything that slivers on their belly. You don't see a bunch of women going around picking up this thing, nor their children. Verse 16, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In other words, Yahweh said he's not going to leave us all together unpunished. So she had to be punished for this thing. And here it is, we can see her punishment. But just because Yahweh punished you, that don't mean you are cursed. The world want to make Eve cursed. She cursed, and she was the fall of man. Man didn't have to eat this. The only one he said was cursed was this beast. It says, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. That's not a curse. And yet she was punished. Now, instead of you, and it is a punishment, because now instead of you having rulership and authority over your own desires, now Yahweh put something over your own desires. And that's who? Your husband. In which you should have listened to in the beginning. But now before, he didn't even tell you that. He didn't even command you that. He just told the husband, like, look, such and such and such. And if you had listened to him, still been in control of your desires. But since you didn't, Yahweh said, no, I can't do this secondhand stuff. I'm coming straight to you now. Now, your desire shall be to your husband. Bottom line, that's it. And this thing, the woman don't want to do. Now, she says she loves Yah. She says she serves Yah. But the very thing Yahweh command her directly, she don't want to do. She don't even see the wisdom in doing it. But Yahweh do. And watch this, 17th verse. And unto Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee. See, he didn't command her, he commanded him, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Curse is Adam. No, he didn't say curse is Adam. Everybody want to make Adam curse. Everybody want to make Eve curse, and Yahweh blessed them. No, he said, curse is the ground for thy sake in sorrow. Thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also, and to his wife did Yahweh Elohim make coats of skins and clothe them. But this is the part that I really want you to pay attention to. What was all that about? The serpent tricking them and them eating other trees. Let me tell you what it was all about anyway. And Yahweh Elohim said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. Now, at least he put forth his hand. Take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, Yahweh Elohim sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword was turning every way to keep the way of the tree of life. See, this whole thing is about life. It's about living. People don't realize the greatest purpose you can have and the greatest purpose you can fulfill is what Yahweh purposed for flesh, period. For man, period. And that is to live. Life itself. See, just because you got breath in your nostrils, that's only part of the life that Yahweh would give you. That's only part of it. Yahweh wanted you to live. And the way that Yahweh wanted you to live is to rejoice and to do good in your life. That's what he wanted. And the only way you can do those things is that you obey him. And now the whole earth is out of course. And man has lost his purpose in life. Watch what the Creator let us know. Book of Deuteronomy. I'm sorry, Genesis. What's this? Genesis, the 9th chapter. Because I just want you to see this. To everything, there's a season. No wonder Yahweh said there's a time to be born and a time to die. Because Yahweh is teaching you about life. He's showing you what he has purpose. He's already let us know there's nothing new under the sun. What is now, what shall be. And what shall be have already been. It's already been. And there's nothing new under the sun. And if you consider this thing, then you wouldn't talk like, well, people don't understand me. People understand you. What you're going through ain't nothing new. You don't understand. Nobody went through what I went through. Everybody done went through what you done went through. There's nothing new under the sun. I'm all alone out here. Of course you feel like that. Because there's a lot of other people that's all alone that feel exactly the same way. Watch what it says in Genesis, the 9th chapter. First verse. And Elohim blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moved upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be food for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. But watch what Yahweh says. It's very, very important. But the flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And why? Because everything is purpose for you to live. So why would Yahweh have you to eat the very thing that he give you to live? And that is your blood. That's where the life is. Fifth verse, and watch what he say about this blood. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. In other words, if anybody touch the blood of your life, anybody, Yahweh is going to require that thing. In other words, Yahweh don't want to touch. He don't want nobody touching nobody's blood unless it is directed by him. Watch what it says. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of every man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. This thing is important to Yahweh. Why? Because what do you think this thing is all about? It's really about you living. That's what this thing is about. It's about you living. Whoso sheddeth man blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of Elohim made he man. And you, be ye fruitful, multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. That is the essence of what Yahweh wanted from man. This is his purpose, to be fruitful. In other words, to live, to multiply, to bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. What else is there to concern yourself with? And this is what the Creator also let us know. Everywhere he's letting us know about the very purpose, the very time that he even made us and what it was purpose for. And I don't want to skip this in the book of Genesis, the 8th chapter. Let's do Genesis, the 7th chapter, and watch what this says. The very first verse says this: And Yahweh said unto Noah, Come, thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. I seen righteous in you. And since I seen righteous in you, watch this, what it said. Verse, and waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and mountains were covered. And all the flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of the fowl and of the cattle and of the beasts and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man, cattle, creeping things, fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And what was this was about? This was about living. It was about living. Everybody emphasized the death and the earth being destroyed. But what Yahweh wants you to really see is what his purpose was for in the beginning anyway. And that is for man to live. That's what he wanted. Why do you think he put the breath of life in man? For him to live. Not just by the breath of life. Not just by the substance he put in his body. But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah, does man live. He was purposed to do to fulfill Yahweh's word. And look what Yahweh said in the book of Deuteronomy. And I'm going to show you this whole thing, this whole purpose is about your very life. Watch this. I want you to see this. Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. The 22nd verse. These words Yahweh spake unto all your assembly in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice. And he added no more. And he wrote them in 2 tables of stone and delivered them unto me. And watch what Moshe say. And it came to pass when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and of your elders. And ye said, behold, Yahweh our Elohim have showed us his glory and his greatness. And we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that Elohim does talk with man and he liveth. Now, therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of Yah, our Elohim, any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that have heard the voice of the living Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as we have, and live? See, Yahweh wanted the people to live. Who can hear Yahweh's voice and actually live? Yahweh can speak and you can die. But they knew Yahweh had purpose for them to live. And if he has purpose for you to live, then ask yourself, how will you live your life? Since Yahweh has purposed it, since he gave you the breath of life in your nostrils, he put it in your blood, and he gave you his words. What more do you need to live? Yahweh wants you to live. Watch what it says. Go down near 27 verse and hear all that Yahweh our Elohim shall say. And speak thou unto us all that Yahweh our Elohim speak unto thee. And we will hear it and do it. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words when ye spake unto me. And Yahweh said unto me, I've heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. But watch what the Creator said. Even though they have spoken well, look how it made Yahweh feel. Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me, all my commandments, always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Man, I wish they had that type of heart. And why? Because this is what I made them for. This is what I purposed them for. This is why I put the breath of life in their nostrils for. This is why I put the blood, which is the life thereof, in their body, in their vessels. Man, I wish they had a heart that would fear me and keep all my commandments always. Yahweh wants you to live. Look what he says in the book of Deuteronomy. Still. This is why it's so necessary to understand time and purpose. And why? How can you know any purpose without knowing time? And to everything, there's a season. And what is a season? A season is a particular time that Yahweh will have things to happen. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, watch what it says. Deuteronomy 30. Verse 11. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. And why? See, I've said before thee this day, life and good, death and evil. See, Yahweh said that before you. Because Yahweh wants you to know everything comes from him. He is the giver of life. But you won't appreciate it unless you understand he also is the one, is the taker. He the one brings death. Watch this. 19th verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that thou, both thou and thy seed, may live. Yahweh know that you're not going to respect life at all until you understand what death is all about. He know that when you receive your blessing, that's not going to teach you to be good. He's got to show you what a curse is all about. And once you see the curse, then you're going to understand. Then you're going to realize. Then you're going to consider, my goodness, man, I got this. I want to be blessed. I don't want this. He wanted to see how much Adam and Eve really wanted to live? Would they obey his commandments and live or not? And since they demonstrated that they didn't want to live as long as they could have, what did Yahweh do? He guarded the tree of life that they could have ate freely of. They could have got there and ate that. They knew exactly where it was. Eve told the serpent, we just can't eat from the tree in the midst of the garden. The tree, he told Adam where both the trees was. It was called the tree of life. The other one was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, he didn't tell Eve. So now you can see why she was the instrument that was used. But Adam didn't have to fall because she fell. But he fell right with her, knowing the truth. Knowing the commandment, knowing the trees, just like many of our people today. They know many of the things they should be doing, but yet other choices are made. Now we say we want to live, but really do we? We got the choice to live, so why aren't we choosing life? The essence of Yahweh's purpose is life itself. That's what he gave to us. That's what he's looking for us to take hold to and to do it. Life is not something you just receive. Living is something that you do. And just because you don't die right away, that don't mean you didn't choose death. That's why I love, this is what Yahweh said. Yahweh want us to live so much. Watch what he said in the book of Isaiah. What's this, what Yahweh says in the book of Isaiah 45? I want you to see this at the fifth verse. I am Yahweh, 45:5, and there is none else. There is no Elohim besides me. I girded thee. Though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, there is none beside me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. And he's trying to really plant that in your mind. And this is why I form the light that you love. And create darkness that you're scared of. I make peace that you want. And create evil that you're trying to hide from. I, Yahweh, do all these things. This is what Yahweh do. So what is Yahweh trying to tell us? That everything belongs to him. Everything is because of him. And there's only one place that we can look to, and that is to him. In the same chapter, watch what Yahweh says. A verse. I've made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all the hosts have I commanded. And I have raised him up in righteousness, who? His host. And I will direct all his ways. And who is his host? His servants. He shall build my city. He shall let go my captives. Not for price nor reward, said Yahweh. Thus says Yah, the labor of Egypt, the merchandise of Ethiopia, other Sabaeans, men of stature shall come over unto thee. They shall be thine. They shall come after thee. In chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely Elohim is in thee. And there is none else. There is no Elohim. And Yahweh wants you to know that before the other nations had to be afflicted, had to be humbled, and had to be brought down to know this thing. He wants you to know it right now. And watch what it says. Verily, thou art a Elohim that hidest thyself, O Elohim of Israel, the Savior. Savior, because the only one that can save you is Yahweh. While you think all over the book, he lets you know there is no other Savior other than him. Watch the 21st and the 22nd verse. Tell ye, bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who have declared this from ancient times? Who have told it from that time? Have not I, Yahweh? There is no Elohim beside me. A just Elohim and a Savior? There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Why? Because I want you to live. For I am Elohim, and there is none else. There's none else. This is what I want from you. I want you to live. But you showing me every day that you want to die. I told you to choose life, but you choose death. I told you to do good, but you're doing evil. I told you to rejoice and do good. That's my gift to you. But no. You don't want to rejoice. You want to do bad and evil that I might shorten your days. But when you do bad and when you do evil, if you turn and recognize me, this is what I will do. In the book of Isaiah 43, this is what it says. 10 verse. Ye are my witnesses, says Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand I am he. Before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. What is a Savior? A Savior is someone that care about your life. A Savior is someone that care about you living. A Savior is someone that has the best interest of the most precious thing that was given to you. And that is life itself. And that only and exclusively comes from one and one only. And that's Yahweh. Furthermore, this is what Yahweh said. In the book of still Isaiah, let me go to another book real quick so you can see something. In the book of Hosea, the 13th chapter. Hosea 13. And watch what the Most High says. Hosea 13 and 4. Yet, I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, from the land of Egypt. And thou shalt know no Elohim but me, for there is no Savior beside me. And why? Because I'm the only one that controls life. Why? I'm the only one that cares about life. Why? Because I'm the only one that gave you life. Why? Because this is your purpose in life. Your purpose in life, the reason I gave it to you, so that you might live. In the book of Isaiah 49. And here it is. People really don't want to live. Most don't even know what life is all about. They will listen to the various doctors and the various scientists and the various scholars and the astrologers, and they will listen to them, and they will tell you, well, they searching for life on other planets. Well, what you searching for life on other planets for? You don't even know where your life came from. You don't even acknowledge the very life that's within you, and you don't know where it came from. And then you will go and look for life on other planets. Now ask yourself, do that make sense? In the book of Isaiah 49, not funny, it's really crazy how these doctors, when you get sick and you go to the doctor, as they told my wife one time, or told me when my wife sick, they said, well, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing else we can do. Now, they could have said, look, you can take her home, care for her, pray for her, spend the rest of her days with her, and be married. And I would have loved that. But no, that's not what they told me. They told me, look, there's nothing we can do for it anymore. She's already gone for real. So, what you want us to do? we can pull the plug and this, you know, be all over. We don't know if she'll last a day, an hour, or what will happen. But chances are she's gone. She'll go quick. She won't feel no pain. And this was after 3 days of just going in the hospital. And this is what they tell most people when they come in with very serious health concerns. But I didn't fall for the trick. I wasn't bamboozled. And now 4 years later, or almost 4 years later, because it will be 4 years later, and I'll be able to say what my foremother Leah said, praise Yah. But of course, I'm already praising him because Yahweh have already defied and made them liars. Because life and death was never in their hand. People only believe it is. And because they believe it is, they don't realize people who they say they love, they're killing. And Yahweh said he will require the blood of man. Man that shedded blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Watch what this is. Isaiah 49 and 1. Listen, O isles, unto me. Hearken, ye people from far. Yahweh have called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have he made mention of my name. And he made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand have he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver have he hid me. And said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. And to do what? Then I said, I have labored in vain. I spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yah, and my work with my Elohim. And now says Yah that formed me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yah, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Yahweh desire salvation. That's what he desired. That's what he purposed this thing for. Who will I give this precious thing to? Who would I allow to eat from the tree of life, where no cherubims is blocking it, where no flaming swords is guarding it? Who would I allow to take part in this life called everlasting life? Those who want it deep in their heart. Those who understand that Yahweh purpose It's for them to fulfill how to live. And Yahweh wants you to respect and honor and appreciate the very life that you were sent here to live. And how do you live it? How do you demonstrate you appreciate it and you love it and you praise him for it and you thank him for it and you honor him for it, and that this thing is precious in your sight? By keeping his commandments. Who is telling you this when you're born? Who is telling you this as you're being raised? And who is showing you this when you become a man? These are the things that your maker wants. This is his desires. You're made in his image and after his likeness, and he created you not in vain. So live and show forth your praise and honor to him. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.